Okay, let's get started with Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Samach Hey. As we continue our march through Ketzin Mevarchin and Maseches Brachas, and again this year, this Maseches is sponsored by the Elman family: Leilu Nishbas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Bas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Benjamin Rubin Aleihem Hashalom. So we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the Sugyas of Brachas, and today we get into order of Brachos, as we had a little bit yesterday. So the order of the Bracha, the Gemara quotes a story that also appears, a similar story appears in the Bavli. It's a similar the same story, a different story. We've had this a number of times already, where we have a parallel story, and the Mefarshim wonder, did Rabbi Yochanan eat one olive and have a whole discussion about it twice, or just once? And there are two versions of the story. So here's another one with the Talmidim. So Bar Kapara, or actually a lineup. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Abba Bar Barchana. Bar Kapara v'train Talmidoi, Bar Kapara and two students, Nisarcho Eitz Abalabais, Bahadin Pundika de Birchasa. So they were at a certain inn in a place called Birchasa. Afukomeo, it was brought out in front of them, three different foods to eat from. Pargan, Achvanaya, v'kafloten. What are these? So let's assume they're pargan is a type of meat, maybe pargit, or a type of some type of shahako food. And the other ones, pashupshad, they are ha'adama food. Maybe it's translated as cabbage, spinach, something related. So when we get to order of brachas, so there are a number of factors that coalesce, and we have to try to figure out what takes precedence over what in terms of order of brachas. First we have, well, what do you want to eat more? That's called chaviv, and that definitely plays a role, as we've mentioned, in Hilchas Brachas. But as we'll see, there's also an idea, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, of Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim is a more chashuv item, so maybe if I have an apple and I have a pomegranate, even if I want the apple more, maybe I should make the bracha on the pomegranate. So number two is Shivas Aminim. Number three, another factor that comes up is, I don't want to make extra brachas. So maybe if I could make a bracha that could include more, so maybe that's a good thing. Or maybe just the opposite. The more specific someone is in their bracha, the better. As we know, right, the brachas are miyuchad. We're not just supposed to say shahakol on everything. That would really save bracha shei nesrichos. Just say shahakol on everything, and everything you eat, would be covered. So we'd rather not say that. The more specific praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better. So you have all of these factors that converge in terms of what order we should make brachas on. Again, every detail of our lives should be governed by halacha, and not just, okay, I want to eat this. That plays a role. Chavit plays a role. But that's not the only factor. So what happens here is they brought it in front of Bar Kapara and his Talmidim, these types of foods. So Amri, they said, they start discussing it. Nivarech al kaflota. Should we make the bracha on the kaflota, which is the more chashuv vegetable? Right, more chashuv vegetable. It seems to be it has some type of nutrition, satiating power. Dupatar achvanayasa. That would cover the other vegetable, the achvanayasa, velo pater pargita. But it wouldn't exempt the pargita. Why? What do you mean? That's a shahakol. And therefore meat cannot be included in adama. So fine. So maybe that's not, right? You see, the factor that they're talking about is trying to make the least brachas. Nevarech al achvanayasa, to make a bracha on the less chashuv vegetable. Lo patar, lo dein, lo dein. That wouldn't patar either one. So as the Charedim says, ze alashon kashem ma'od she'en lo shachar. This line is a very hard line to understand. Meaning, what's going on here? If you make a bracha on a lesser chashuv vegetable, so then it doesn't pater the more chashuv vegetable. They're both adama. Why shouldn't that pater? So the mefarshim struggle mightily to try to figure out exactly what is meant by this line. So the Ritvaz says on the bottom is lavdafka. It just means lachachilo. You're supposed to make a bracha on the more chashuv vegetable. Doesn't really mean it wouldn't pater it if you do it. It just means it's keilu. You're using the inferior one, so keilu it wouldn't work, but it doesn't really mean it. That's the Ritvaz. Lechadchila eino mevarech alach manayasa de yiftar hakaflot. Mishum de kaflot chaviv yoser. That's more chaviv, that's more chashuv, and therefore one shouldn't use it. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he suggests that maybe the achvanayasa is a ha'etz type of food. It's not a Hadamah type of food. That's why. So that's perfect. Right? The Gemara says, if you're going to do the Hadamah food, then it's going to pater the Ha'etz food. But if you're going to make a bracha on the Ha'etz food, then it's not going to pater the Hadamah food. So, just change the Mitzias, and therefore you have a way to understand. The Charedim say, maybe there's an element of Chavivus and Chashivus. And maybe there's an idea here being expressed that if you have a food that is not as chashuv, it doesn't have as much, let's say, satiating power. I don't know, lettuce I don't know, something more substantive. Eggplants. I don't know, something more substantive and nourishing. So maybe that's what the Yerushalmi is expressing. That there is this idea that a food that has a more chush of satiating power, that wouldn't potter. So, either way, that's a couple of ideas. The Ritvaz, the Charedim, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, different ways to understand. The Pnei Moshe, by the way, also understands it as Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It might be a Ha'etz type of food. And then just add in one line. And what about just making a bracha on the, what's the other possibility that they didn't talk about? On the Pargan, on the Shahako food. So how about that? That would save all of the bracha she'ein etzriches. So if you look in the Charedim says on the second medium line, klomar v'im nevarich al pargios lo pater lo asagur lo asayesef v'yisorach lachs levarich. That wouldn't work because you can't just use a shahakol to cover everything, right? Why not? So there are 2 days here in the Charedim. It's really a machlokas rishonim. If I have meat and French fries in front of me and a cookie, you know, I don't know, or rice. Right, so we have mizonos and hadam and shakol. So I'm going to make a shakol on the meat. So does that cover everything? Really, shakol could cover everything. But what if I wasn't focusing? I didn't have kavana. I was just focusing on the meat. I wasn't thinking that this shakol is going to pater the French fries. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Maybe shakol only paters French fries if I would choose to say a shakol on the French fries. That would work. But if I made shakol on something that's supposed to get a shakol, then the hadam is not covered by that. Because Adam is supposed to get his own bracha, even though it is more inclusive. Or not. So that's a machlokas rishonim. So Delesi said, Dadafka, bebirech ala priatzmo shahakol yatza. If you made a shahakol on an apple, that would work. Avalim birech shahakol, al shebirchazo shahakol. But if I made a shahakol on something that's bracha, who's supposed to get a shahakol, chozer mevarech al priadama. The eight shalafanabar priadama, priates, that doesn't pater. It paters b'di'avad if you don't know what bracha to say on something. But if you made a shahakol on something that's supposed to get a shahakol, that's not going to pater the something that you know gets another bracha. V'chein mefurish b'chol aposkim, says the Charedim. And that's what the poskim say. And therefore, that's what it says. You make a bracha on the meat, shahakol, that's not going to pater the other foods as well. The other day is that maybe it's only if you only specifically had the only shakol item in mind, but otherwise it would be able to pater. Okay, discussion in the Rishonim. Either way, so this is, they're stuck. They don't know what bracha to say. So what happens? Kafetz Chad, one of the Talmidim in front of their Rebbe, Bar Kapara, took the law into their own hands. Kafetz Chad, ubirech al pargisa, shakol niyebidvaro. So one of them took the law into their own hands, and they took the piece of chicken or meat, and they made the bracha of shahakol. Why? Because this Talmud felt that chaviv beats everything. He wanted the meat, and therefore that was most chaviv to him. And even though it's not the most miyuchad, that is what he did. So again, that's his svara. Rather, the Charedim savar chaviv adif afal bishekruvhu mazon. Even if the kruv is satiating and nourishing, still he made that bracha. The problem was also that he was mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Right, he jumped in front of his rebbe. They were also discussing it, and all of a sudden, one of the talmidim did what he felt. Right, the Charedim says lo chavat kavo the bar kapara kim mora halacha lefanav. He didn't answer a psak, but it's keilu he gave a psak. And what happened? Gachich lechavre. The other talmid kind of scoffed at him. Right, scoffed at him. Right, why he felt that he made a mistake, that he should do the other one first. And again, he wasn't embarrassed to scoff in front of his Rebbe. So he also wasn't acting appropriately. Right, he acted with Kalas Rosh in front of his Rebbe. So you have the Talmud that ate inappropriately and made the bracha, and you have the Talmud that scoffed inappropriately. Amalei Bar Kapara, so Bar Kapara turns to the one that scoffed. Lo lazeh gergeron, Ella lecha luglagan, from the word malagleg. Right? This one, I don't want to be like the glutton, the one that jumped and ate quickly, but you're a scoffer. Ze asa kegar gerenuso ata lama liglagta. This guy was starving. Okay, he didn't act appropriately, but you can say it was based on his taiva to eat. Why'd you scoff? You don't have a taiva to do that, right? Why'd you do that? And therefore, he was more upset at the one who scoffed than at the one who jumped in and made the bracha. And to the other one, he said, well, you're not off the hook either. There's no chachma here, there's no zikna here, meaning there was no, I think you were wrong, and it was more halacha b'fnei rabo. Amru lo yatsa shnasan ad shemesu, and that year was not a good year for those two talmidim. They didn't make it through the year after having belittled and acted that way in front of Bar Kapara. Amar Reb Yosi, let's just, I guess, finish. Well, before that, the issue of kavod halacha b'fnei rabo is a huge topic. Comes up in a number of places in the Bavli Ksubas Daf Samech and the Gemara in the first parak of Sanhedrin. The pashup shot of kavod halacha b'fnei rabo. Well, what would be the pashup shot? It's a lack of kavod harav, right? Lack of kavod harav, and therefore, even by obvious answers, there's a question about that. The Gemara's lashon is Ksubas and Erevin afilu biata b'kutcha. Right, even in egg and milk, don't even answer. Right, that's the language of the Gemara's in Ksubas Daf Samach, that even easy answers we shouldn't answer in front of our Rebbe. Hi Mils Adam Rabbanan, says Abaya Ksubas Daf Samach. Hi Mils Adam Rabbanan, Afilu Piyata Bekutcha, Lo Lishri Inish B'makam Rabbe, even in egg and milk. What's an egg and milk? There's nothing wrong with having eggs and milk. That's the point. Even a simple pshat, an answer like egg and milk, you shouldn't pause in front of your Rebbe. Lo mishum demechzi kaafkirusa. Not only because it's hefkerus, meaning pashas lack of kavod harav. Ela mishum delo mistayim ilsa. You're not going to have siyata d'shmaya. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that a Rav gets when he paskins appropriately after going through the proper channels. Right, like Rav Moshe writes in Nachdama to the Igros Moshe. After he has Yerushamayim and Kovid Rosh. And that's why a psak is binding. Psak is binding because we assume that there's, as the pasuk says, Sod Hashem li Reyav, there's a special siyata d'shmaya if he's an authoritative and honest posek that did the research. But if somebody passes in front of the Rebbe, maybe he's not going to be zochet to that siyata d'shmaya. Lo mistaya milsa. The Rishonim wonder if it's momish like an egg in milk. That, like, if somebody asks me, can I drive a car on Shabbos and I'm in front of my Rebbe, I can't answer? No? I'm not allowed to do that. So the Rishonim wonder is it that simple? So the Tosfos here quotes, La b'stam beitzamai. We're not talking about stam eggs. Dein lecha ama aretz shelo yodashi mutaris b'chalav. There's no ama aretz on the street that doesn't know you can eat eggs and milk. Right? Ella, no, it's talking about if you shecht the chicken, and after you shecht the chicken, you found eggs inside the chicken. So are those eggs fleishik or parv? Interesting. A chicken is fleishik, but the eggs come out, the eggs that they lay are parv. So when's the cutoff? What if you got the eggs inside the chicken and they never left the chicken, right? So that's the eggs that we're talking about, that you're allowed to eat that in milk. So that already needs a lumdus. That already needs something to think about. Okay, but so number one, maybe you're not going to have to yata d'shmaya if you pass it in front of your Rebbe. Number two, it's lack of kavod harav. There is another idea. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole sicha about this in the Sichas Moser, in Maimer Samach Aleph, in the new, not so new anymore, but in the newer edition, where he talks about it's not only lack of kavod harav, but lack of, I'd call it, kavod hamesorah. Right? The Rebbe is one generation closer to the source, to Maimon Har Sinai. And if we could go to the closer to the source, so then we have an obligation. What if the Rebbe is mochel? If the Rebbe is mochel, there still might be an issue. Right? There's no kavod harav there. Right? A Rebbe can be mochel on his kavod. Only a king can be mochel on his kavod. So says the Sichas Musar, Nira de Bishim Ka Chamer Onchel Shlomar Allah Befnei Rabba. Why these Talmidim die? She'ena Mishim Kavod Harav Bilvad. Ela Shu Mevatel Es Milas HaZakenim She'yesh L'Klal Yisrael. The Mila of Zakenim. She'rak K'shi Yisrael Nishram LeZakenim Nechshav She'yesh Lem Zakenim. Ava K'shi Kolechan Mar Allah La'atzmo Batal Koach Hashpas Harav. V'yal Yidei Kein Ma'abdin Klal Yisrael At Zaknehem. V'lachein ein lo d'rav limchol mishar alacha befanav kiva sheina onesh mishum kvodo elam mishum kiyim klal Yisrael. Right, it's a more general idea, not just a personal kavod harav. And there are other examples of this as well throughout Shas. Again, the Rambam has his own shita. There's a chilek between being koveya medrash in front of a Rebbe versus just a paskening bakroi. Does it apply to nevuah? Some discuss. Right, what, remember the story with Moshe Rabbeinu and Eldad and Medad, and Yeshua Ben Nun got very upset, and Yeshua says, I can't believe you're doing this! And Moshe's like, halavai, everybody should be Nevi'im. So, is that related to our sugya? But a Navi paskening, or paskening, giving Nevuah, so l'chora, that's not related to, let's say, the last shot. If it's mitzad covered on Navi, then maybe something to talk about. How can you be misnab in front of your Rebbe who's a greater Navi? But if it's about the Mesorah, Lechora, that's not related, because every Navi gets their own unique, communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not like I have to go to the original source. If I get a Mara HaNevuah, then I have a Chiyuv to express that. Maybe not in front of the Rebbe, but that's the, discussion. But the Gemara in Megillah talks about that with Chulda and Yeshayo, I think. How could it be, how could they have overlapped? Okay. So we have the story that had the tragic end, but he made a shahakol and, the other Talmud scoffed. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. They heard all about the story. Rabbi Yossi says, Hazlin on train. So we lost two Talmidim. Below Shaminim and Echlob. We still don't know what the answer is. What's the answer to the question? It's fascinating. Sometimes there's a cloud there. We lose sight of what the focus of the story was. Halacha l'maisa. Well, what's the story? It reminds me a little bit of the Gemara in, there's a Gemara in Chelek, where I think it was Ravashi. Ravashi says that there's, he says, tomorrow he tells us, Tamid, tomorrow we're going to have shir about, think about his chavrein, he calls it, colleagues. And he's talking about the Menashe HaMelech. Menashe HaMelech. And Menashe HaMelech comes to him in a dream the next, and during the night, and says, you call me a friend. You call me a friend. Where do you cut the challah from? Where do you cut the challah from? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, where are you supposed to cut the challah from? From the middle part, from the edge part. Ravashi's like, I don't know. So Menashe HaMelech says, you don't know and you call me a friend? You don't give me the proper covenant? I'm a king. So Ravashi says, okay, but what's the answer to the question? Like I just want to know the answer. So he says, from where is baked the most? So we still don't know what that means. Does it mean where it's burnt the most on the edges? Does it mean where it's baked the most in the middle? Anyway, the next day he got up and Ravashi says, let's talk about the Malachim. You know, something like that. That it gives him more covenant. But like, even though he was just like embarrassed, but he's like, tell me the answer to the question. So here too, Rabbi Yossi wants to know the answer to the question. My kadum, what do you do? So, mistavra mechaver chala kaflot. You should make a bracha on the kaflot, which is the more chashiv vegetable. Why? Question about the girsa here. What's our girsa? Shakol niebidvaro tfeilolo. Because the shahakol is tafel, right? The shahakol is tafel, meaning you shouldn't just make a shahakol on everything, right? You should make a hadama on the more specific, and that's the maskan of the Bavli, and that is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch and Reishit Aleph, that if you have different foods, you should try to make the bracha on the most specific food first, right? If you make a bracha on a ha'etz, and then a hadama, and then a shahakol, because it's greater praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud Aleph. That is the girsa that we have here, and he has a beautiful lashon from the Rush. The Charedim quotes from the Rush. He quotes, you shouldn't just make a shahakol, mishum shahakol eina mivureres ella koleles. Shahakol is most inclusive, but it's not most clarity, meaning it's not the most specific praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you shouldn't just make a shahakol on everything. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. There is another girsa that's, if you look in the Charedim, he has another girsa. He doesn't have shahakol niyebidvaro tfeilolo, but he has shahakol tfeilolo. He takes out the words niyebidvaro. That's another girsa. And what would that be saying? That the kaflot is most chashiv, because everything is tafel to it. What does that mean, everything is tafel to it? Because the kaflot is not just a adama, but it has, significant nourishment power. That would be mashba, that if you have another vegetable that doesn't have such nourishment power, so maybe the shahakol would override. So you would do the most inclusive. So that would be a different maskana of the Yerushalmi, right? That's what the Charedim points out, that if you have that reading, and the Rashba in the Brachas Daf Lamed Tes quotes that reading of the Yerushalmi, then there would be a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Would you say a shahakol on something that's shahakol? Would that override a hadama that's not so nourishing and satiating? So would be a machlokas, but if not, our girsa, there's no machlokas, according to what we have. Okay. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, Alacha Gimel, Mashtisan, Aldavar, Shein Gidulo Min Haaretz, Omer Shehakol Nieh Bedvaro. I thought it doesn't grow from the ground. Animals, eggs, we make a Shehakol. Remember the Abu Draham we mentioned a couple of days ago? Fascinating Abu Draham. Why do you say a Shehakol and not? You don't have the Lashon of Borei? Because these animals were not created to be eaten. Right at the beginning of time, right? Even people were herbivorous, according to most Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, if the animal died, you were allowed to eat it. But most Rishonim say, even if the animal died, Adam was not allowed to eat it. And therefore, because it wasn't Nivra for that, that's why we don't use the Lashon of Borei in Shehakol. Good. Al HaChometz, on wine that turned to vinegar. V'ala Govai, on kosher grasshoppers. V'ala Novlos, on non-kosher grasshoppers, that's a good question. Do you make any bracha or not? Machlokas Rambam Rivet. Do you make a bracha on non-kosher food? Hopefully we'll talk about that at another date. But that's a Machlokas Rambam Rivet, Machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But I'll go via kosher grasshoppers, Yala Novlos, on fruit that fell down before they became ripe. Omer Shakon the Ebedvaro. So all of those are not the ultimate state of what they're in. Well, grasshoppers are just like the in Gedulim in Aretz. But the other ones are not in their ultimate state, and therefore one says a Shehakol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kalshum in Klalei Mavarchan Lav Rabbi Yehuda says, according to most Mefarshim, you don't make any bracha on these, on the Chometz and on the Novlos, because those are just Simin Klala. The wine that went bad and fruit that didn't become ripe, so those are not. Some of Farshim say maybe you'd make some type of bracha, maybe you make a shahakol, but you wouldn't make the specific bracha. Okay, but either way, Rabbi Yehuda says pashtus, you don't make any bracha, and that's how most Mefarshim on the page seem to say you don't make a bracha at all, right? The Rosh Sirlio ain mevarchin alein klal, de klal lahein boin. You don't make any bracha on them. Okay, we're not learning Maseches Chulin now, but just to note, anybody want to know halachas about kosher grasshoppers? Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the one that laid it out for us. Sefer Kuntres. It's a small Kuntres. I mean, the Kuntres is like 40 pages. Kuntres Karnei Chagavim. Al Inyan Yachilas Chagavim. Ubo Yivuar Didei Chagavim Biksara. Biksara, probably longer than any of us could ever write. But he has a number of simanim, 13 simanim about the halachas of eating grasshoppers. And he says, "Lafishriiti mitzvazu prateha ma'atim b'shulchan arach v'rishonim." Right, just because you know we didn't have kosher grasshoppers for many years, or maybe certain groups of Jews did, and certain groups of still eat the kosher grasshoppers, but you know nobody put together all the halachas about the grasshoppers, and therefore that's what I'm going to do. He didn't. It's not like the sefer that he wrote. Regard Nachal Eisan about the Egla Rufa, which has like the halachas on top and the pirush on the bottom. These are just simanim. He has 13 simanim. The siman aleph, the mitzvah to check the simani chagavim, siman beis, the fact that chagavim don't eat shechita, right? All different, aspects. Most of this is from Maseches Chulin, the nemanis of a tzayad that caught a grasshopper. Okay, either way, these are all, here, but chagavim are there are kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers, and he laid out everything that we need to know about them. Karnei chagavim. We continue. Says the Gemara. Hechmetz yeno. Fascinating. The Gemara says, what happens if your wine went bad and turned to vinegar? Omer barachayna emes. Right? Bad news. Besoras roast, you make barachayna emes. Bala ochlub, then you're going to eat it. Omer shakol nia bedvaro. Right? What does this reflect? Let's just read it, and then we'll talk about it. Ragovai Omer Barthan Ames. You see a whole swarm of locusts about to attack your field. But you say Barthan Ames. But La'achlan, but then you can eat some of them. Omer Shakol Nebidvaro. Ra Novlo Shinashru, your fruit fall down early. Omer Barthan Ames. Because it didn't come to fruition. But La'achlan Omer Barth Shakol Nebidvaro. What's the Musar message of this? Nothing in life is perfect. Nothing is perfectly positive and nothing is perfectly negative. You know, sometimes, you know, tremendous winning the lottery could be a tremendous siman bracha. But, you know, riches has its own challenge. And therefore, one has to, right, the nisayon of osher is also a nisayon. Right, and therefore, somebody could, right, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, if somebody wins, somebody's relative died, and they left them millions and millions of shekel dollars, whatever it is. So they make two brachas, the Shulchan Aruch says. First you say Adayin HaEmes, and then you say Hatova Ametiv, or Shachiyona, whatever the appropriate bracha is. I think it's Hatova Ametiv, because, you know, there's different reactions. So here too, right, you have some wine that you, vinegar that could help nourish you and satiate you, and therefore you're going to make a bracha on it. But it's still, it was a Adayin HaEmes, a situation because it was a besora. Rabbi Yonah in Brachas asks, who's drinking vinegar? Is that like able to be drunk? Chometz, you can't drink vinegar. If you drink enough vinegar, it'll mazik you. It's life-threatening. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, Chav Chesem Abeis, in the Dafi Arif. V'yim tomar, hek mevarech ala chometz klal, v'ala barachilu. It's not a barachila, right? The Gemara says in Yuma, if you drink chometz on Yom Kippur, you putter. It's not drinking. V'kol she putter, she'ein roi lachila, kaim la'shein mevarech ala klal. We say you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a davar hamazik. Right, kivach ein ochash shemachal b'yom kippur. It's not because you're eating for Yom Kippur, so you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'yesh latareitz degabe chometz afal pi shehu pater kashir revius kivach the kaimelon shem shasim imenu harbe chayiv b'bnei shenana imenu b'shtiyah meruba l'ni bracha nami lo yasim b'toras ochel. He says no. If you drink, even though it could hurt you, it's still going to help you. It's still going to nourish you, and therefore you're still going to make a bracha on it. But it's not called an eating for Yom Kippur purposes, but eating a small amount, you still, asur lehenos below bracha, even though you wouldn't make a bracha lebasov. Okay, there also might be a way to do it, like the Gemara says, by the shemen. What if it's in a mixture? If you mix it with something else, and it's the main ingredient. If you mix the chometz with something else that makes it more edible and it's still the main ingredient, so then you would make the bracha on the ikar, as we'll see in the Mishnah later on. That could be another option of making the bracha on the chometz. Remember, Dayana Emes, the Gemara talks about this in Psachim Daf Nun. The Gemara Psachim Daf Nun in the Bavli says Ha'olam Azel Besoros Tovos. We say, you know, Hatova Meitiv and Besoros Rose. We say a Dayana Emes La'olam Aba Kulo Hatova Hameitiv. Olam Abba is all going to be Atova Meitiv. The Gemara says, Im Sachim on Daf Nun. Says the Tzlach. The Tzlach quotes, based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Odecha ki anaftabi. I praise you because you got angry with me. Lefisha me'el yon lotesi aroz ve'in davar rabba me'akadosh baruch hu. Va'kalhu letova. V'yafilu ha'per'anis sheba la'adam. Even difficult situations that befall a person. Eino ra avotova lazake choso. Ulachnia yetzahara. Ulatara neshama. She'yizkel olam shekulo tov. Everything that happens to us really is tov. Like the pasuk says in Eicha. V'pi'el yon lotesi aroz va'tov. Ela sha'adam ba'olam hazeh. But a person in this world. Eino meven adarva la'osho. We can't understand it. V'nidma be'enav kiluhu ra. It appears that it is ra. Like somebody who's sick. And somebody goes through yisurin. But la'asin lavo. Kishenizke lazeh b'mehera. We will say odcha ki anaftabi, because we'll be able to even look back and see that it was all tov. La'olam haba kulo atov ha'meitiv pir sheyira l'mafreya shekulo hayamidas tov avhayilo l'verach ala kol atov ha'meitiv. Not just we make Dina Emes here and atov ha'meitiv then, and everything then is going to be good. No, we're going to be able to even look back at this world and realize how it was all hatov ha'meitiv. That's the Tzlach's comment, quoting from according from someone in his commentary, Psachim Daf Nun. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot also, what I alluded to yesterday, relating to Shahakol. I didn't have time to get into it, but that rush is lashon was crucial. There's a Shita of the Rambam. Let's just mention this Shita. The Rambam says on a Davar Amazik, the Pashup Shat, Rashi, the beginning of this parak, and the other Mepharshim say, you don't make a bracha on a Davar Amazik. Somebody drinks oil, the Pashup Shat of that Gemara, say, you don't make a bracha. The Rambam says, you make a Shahakol. Make a shahakol. Instead of a ace, you make a shahakol. What do you make a shahakol for? One shita. There's another shita. Interesting. What happens? We're going to get to ikar v'tafel. Maybe we'll talk about this again then. What happens if I eat the tafel before the ikar? If I eat the tafel before, I'm eating something just to whet my appetite. So we paskin, you have to make a bracha on that. Even though if you eat the tafel and the ikar together, but if you can eat the tafel first, then you make a bracha on the tafel. The Rambam says, not the Rambam, I think the Shulchan Aruch says, you make a shahakol. Make a shahakol. What do you mean shahakol? What if it's not a shahakol food? What if it's a ha'etz food that's getting what? So there are many rayas that shahakol is a different type of bracha conceptually than all the other brachas. All the other brachas relate to the chefza of the food. And that's why the chefza of the food is mentioned. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig wrote many rayas to this idea. Shahakol is more related to the hanas agavra. It's hanas agavra. The mazik, you're not going to relate to the chefza. It's not a food. But the gavra still gets some type of hana. Tufel loses its identity as requiring a bracha, as a chefza. But relating to the hanas agavra, he's still getting hana. So shahakol is the bracha that's used. And there are many other rayas to that, but that's maybe what the rush also means, that it's not a miyu, what's his lashon again? It's not a mivu rares, it is a kolelis. Okay, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Says the Mishnah, relating to what we started with today. Ha'yilufan aminim harbe. If somebody has a lot, many types in front of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Am Yesh Benayim Amin Shiva, Alavu Mavarach, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Saminim win. V'chachamim Omerim, Al Eza Mehen Sheyirtze, no, Chavivus wins. Chavivus wins, and therefore that would override Shiva Saminim. The Charedim and the Pnei Moshe discuss here, does that mean what you always like better, or does it mean what you like better right now? Discussion, is it like an objective Chavivus or personal? That's discussed here. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi Amar, Ma pligin Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, k'shoi b'dayto lecho pas. What exactly does this mean? So we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe and the Maharaf Fulda. When do we say there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about what bracha rishona to make? That's only if you're about to eat bread. And if you're about to eat bread, so then your birchas hamazon afterwards is going to cover all of your items that you ate even before the meal. Let's say somebody has a little kiddush before they wash. They go home, they have wine, then they have a couple of cookies, and then they're going to wash. You don't have to say an alamichya before you eat. The berachas hamazon afterwards is going to cover everything. So says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the whole machlokas between Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only when you're going to wash afterwards. So the bracha achrona, all the bracha achronas are going to be pottered by benching. Aval ein b'dayto lecho pas. But if you're not going to eat bread afterwards, so then let's say you have something that's going to require a al ha'etz v'al priya etz, and something that's going to need a bar nefashos, so then you should really make the bracha rishona on the al ha'etz item first. And that means even the Rabbanim would agree that you would use a shiva saminim first and not go by chaviv. Kol amamode shi'ishi b'enayim mimin shiva alavu mavarech. Since you're going to have to make, again, the machlokas is only whether you're not benching afterwards. You just have in front of you, you have a pomegranate, and you have an apple. And you're going to want to, and you like the apple more. So Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, in that case, everybody's going to have the pomegranate first. Because you're going to have to make an ala eitz v'al priya eitz because of the pomegranate. So because that's the more chashuv, bracha achrona. So therefore, that impacts even the bracha rishona. And therefore, you shouldn't make the bracha on the pomegranate, right? That is how the Pnei Moshe and the Maharaf Fulda understand this line, right? Read the Pnei Moshe. Shetzarach levarach acharsim, kivin the sarach achareim, umin shiva adif, deton bracha main gimel, mavarach amkin lefanav alav, velo almin acher. Fine. Amr Rabbi Abba, vitzarach levarach basof. Right? Once Rabbi Abba argues what we just said. He says, I think you always have to make a bracha achrona on appetizers. Even if you're going to wash, you have to first make an ala michya or bori nefashes, whatever it is, before you have the meal. So Rabbi Abba argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi's whole idea. Amar Rabbi Yossi, hadad Rabbi Ba, pliga Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The following shita of Rabbi Abba is against Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar, ma pligin Rabbi Yodiv Rabbanan, kishab, I'm sorry. What we just said, the Rabbi Ba, the Rishita that we just said, argues Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, because he said, Ma pligin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana, k'shvei shayda to lecho pas. Avalin ein v'day to lecho pas, kolam imodish, imish menim imin shiva, alavu mevarech. Right, we just said that according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, if you're about to wash and bench, then everybody would agree, you have to make the bracha on the shivas aminim. Umar, Rabbi Ba, and Rabbi Ba said, v'tzorach levarech lebasof. No, you always have to make the bracha afterwards, even if you're about to eat bread. So he wouldn't have this limit on this machlokas. He would say it's always a machlokas, even if you're about to eat bread afterwards. We're in the middle of the brisa, but we will stop here. And we will continue with Hilchas Brachas. As we continue, Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achrona, all different items. We get tomorrow, but as we get to all other appetizer issues, and Dvarim Shebo'im Machmas HaSeudah.